We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ron, let's go right out to the Nemecolon fan hotline. We've been telling you about the Joe Moore offensive line camp. It's June 4th and 5th at Moon Area High School. Kids 9th through 12th grade. Nearly 150 of them already signed up. You can go to joemooreolinecamp.com or call James at 412-818-2862. And one person participating, one of many notables participating, is Bruce Arians, Super Bowl champion, longtime Steelers offensive coordinator. Bruce, you're on with Joe Starkey and Ron Cook. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How's everybody up there?
We're doing well, and we really appreciate you taking the time. And the first obvious place to start here is the Joe Moore camp. And I'm wondering if you knew him well. Obviously, you know people who knew him. A legendary figure, yes?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Joe worked for us at Temple for 2 years and before he went to Notre Dame. And just an unbelievable human being and great football coach.
You know, B.A., Hey, by the way, Ron Cook, nice to talk to you again, Bruce. Appreciate you coming coming on with us. You work with Dick LeBeau, and I think you saw how, you know, the players just cherished him. I always sensed that about Joe Moore as well. Would you agree?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the one thing, you know, Joe was tough as nails, but his players absolutely loved him. And the relationship he had with them, everywhere he ever they continue, they follow them. You know, like a second father. I mean, he was hard, he was tough, but man, he loved his guys, and they loved him.
Bruce, moving on to football matters here, we could start any one of a number of places, but the big news here is Omar Khan promoted to GM, reportedly, with Andy Weidel is going to be his personnel guy. Obviously, you know Omar. Impressions of this move?
I think it's a great move for the Steelers. Omar's been there so long, he knows the landscape, he knows how it's done. Obviously, he and Mike work so well together, and Andy's a hell of an evaluator to add to the mix.
B.A., speaking of knowing things, nobody knows quarterbacks better than you. What were your thoughts of Mitchell Trubisky, and what are your thoughts about Kenny Pickett?
I like Kenny Pickett coming out a lot. I thought he was the one pro-style quarterback this year that could play right away. Mitch is a talented guy, great athlete. I thought he fit really well in what they were doing in Buffalo when he played up there. Showed off his ability, especially in empty backfield sets where he could get it out of his hand quick and then use his legs because he is such a great runner. It'd be interesting to see those guys battle it out.
Tell us more about Pickett. I'm sure just from due diligence, you kept your eye on the guy and how he might perform in a Matt Canada offense. Like, what do you like about him and what do you maybe wonder about when it comes to Pickett?
Well, he was extremely well coached. I mean, Mark Whipple did a great job with that offense. And he was in a pro style offense where he was reading the whole field. Unlike most of these college guys, they just read half the field. You know, he was in that system and, you know, he's sneaky quick, too. I mean, he can run and get out and make plays with his legs more than people give him credit for. You don't have to run a 4-3 to be, you know, agile and be able to run. And he does a great job of that, making plays outside the pocket. But he's got the arm. He can make every single throw. But I think coming out of that offense with Whip had him ready for the NFL.
We're talking to Bruce Arians here on the Cook and Joe Show. B.A., you've been blessed to work with quarterbacks from Peyton Manning to Ben here to the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Tell us a little bit about what it was like working with Brady, and I don't know how you look at the alleged controversy with the ending of you and Brady in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, people love to talk about it. No, Tom is fantastic. I mean, he's one of those guys that, you know, he wants everything answered before he takes the field. And you don't leave a stone unturned on his preparation. He comes to practice like a little 12-year-old kid. He's having a big smile on his face. He's joking. He's competing nonstop. I remember a two-minute drill. I said it was incomplete. He threw his helmet, kicked the ball across the field. And but he loves to compete. Like everybody. I mean, there's not a bigger competitor than Ben. Same with Peyton. They all learn differently and want to play the game differently. But Tom is he's a unique cat, and the, you know, I love the interaction watching the rookies come up to him, especially the young receivers, and see him take them under the wing and make them better.
Did you then laugh at the reports that he didn't like you, you didn't like him, and that led to you being out?
We had a lot of laughs about it. Yes, we did, for sure, and still do.
All right, Bruce. When I say Antonio Brown, you say what?
Great player. Great player. And practiced as hard and played as hard as anybody I've ever coached. And I wish him well.
Any regrets about having him join you guys there, or does that ring help mitigate any regrets?
No, he did. He had a great, big part of us getting that ring. And, you know, the next season obviously didn't work out as well. But he was a big, big part of us winning the championship.
B.A., you had him when he was a young kid here in Pittsburgh, and where do you think it went wrong for him, and do you think that he'll ever play in the NFL again?
You know, I wasn't there when he got his stardom, but watching him on film, he was just absolutely unbelievable, and the rapport he and Ben had together. But, you know, some guys handle it different than others, and, you know, I can speak of when he was with us, it was going great. Then he's fighting through some stuff, and it just didn't work out at the end.
Bruce Arians on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline, the Joe Moore O-Line Camp coming up. Bunch of kids already signed up. You can go to joemooreolinecamp.com. So it feels almost, Bruce, like another golden age of quarterbacks here. I mean, it's incredible in the AFC in particular, really, when you look up and down. If you could choose one of these guys, just one, to move ahead with, if you were, I don't know, starting a franchise or going to come back to coaching, of all the guys in the league, the younger guys, which one would you choose and why?
It's so hard. It's so hard. I take Andrew Luck, but I can't get him back out of retirement. he was just amazing. He was a combination of Peyton, Ben, Tom, all those guys put together. But it's amazing. There's so many in the AFC, especially in the West right now, but you know, Pat Mahomes is just—he's a freak of nature with that arm and his ability to make plays. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, they go on and on. I mean, there's just so many good. It's great to see for the game. We need great quarterbacks to have a great game, and you know, the veteran guys are in the NFC and all the young guys are in the AFC. And I think the game is in a great situation. We've got some good teams coming out of college next year, so I think the pipeline's going to keep going.
B.A., I remember you telling me once you would never become a head coach unless there was a quarterback there, right? And I assume that's how you still feel, right?
Oh, definitely, brother. That's what I tell all my guys. Don't take a job if you don't have a quarterback.
You can't win without one. What are your plans now, B.A.? Are you done coaching? Can you see yourself coaching somewhere else again? Or are you comfortable in a front office role?
Oh, I'm very, very happy, Cookie. If I wanted to coach, I'd still be coaching. And it was time to pass the baton on to Todd. And, you know, when Tom came back, it was so easy to make that transition. I'm working with Jason Light now on the 53-man roster and just watching practice and, you know, evaluating players, see what the best team we can give Todd to put out there on the field and compete for a championship. Really enjoying it.
Do you think about the Hall of Fame at all?
You know, Cookie, my son does. I never did. I mean, you know me way back when. Hell, I was just trying to get a job. And Hall of Fame was never on my mind, that's for sure. If the voters feel like what we did was good enough, I absolutely would love it, obviously, and I would tell them a lie if I didn't. But I don't think about it.
How's your health? I know you've had some issues. How is that at this point?
I am in the best health I've been in a long time. You know, I tore my Achilles during the season last year, and that slowed me down. But I lost a bunch of weight during the season last year. I knew it was time to do it, and I feel fantastic.
What you said about Andrew Luck is lingering with me here, Bruce. You said he was a combination of Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben. I'm just wondering, you obviously feel like he could have been one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Were you stunned when he stepped down? Tell us more about him.
Yeah, I mean, what he did as a rookie, I mean, we won 11 games. And honest to God, I don't know, we had two players that could have started for the Steelers. And it was a bunch of ragamuffins, but if we were close, he was going to win it at the end. He just had an unbelievable way of willing himself, just like those great ones all do. But he was athletic. You know, when you look at his numbers at the combine, they're the same as Cam Newton's. He's big. He's strong like Ben. He could break tackles. Got a photographic memory like Tom and Peyton. And he just put all those things together. And the game lost a great one. He is so happy. I'm happy for him because he's happy. But he went through 4 years of injuries and never getting away from the game. With always been in the training room. And but man, what a tough, tough kid and great human being.
B.A., you always described yourself as Ben's crazy uncle. And that literally, and you know you did that, right? I mean, you were his crazy uncle. How do you look back at your time with Ben?
Oh, my God, some of the fondest memories. I can't wait till he's talking about getting – he has to get his binoculars to look at the tee I'm teeing from now. I'm so far in front of him. We can't wait to play golf in the next couple of weeks when he comes down to the lake. And their family is our family. And just great, great years. I mean, did a lot together, did great things, and still think he should have been Super Bowl MVP.
It's funny, you know, one of the reasons people speculated that the Steelers let you get away was that you were too close with Ben. And I remember you telling me, what is wrong with being the coordinator, being close to the quarterback? And he used to tell me, we used to have some drag out battles. You'd yell at him and he'd go, I'm not Peyton Manning. I can't do it the way Peyton Manning did it.
Oh, definitely. We had some good ones now. And he loved to play the game, and his preparation was flawless also. But when he got out on the field, we'd had that little bet. If I called the plays and scored first, or if he called the plays and scored first, I think he sabotaged me a couple of times.
Speaking of that, you were the coordinator for the famous play to Antonio Brown, right? The one where he pinned it against his helmet. Do I have that right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Did you called that and just said, let's just take a shot here and see what we get? Or did Ben do that on his own?
It was, you know, look to that side, see if you can bring the safety in there with a corner and playing 2-1. And he put a dime out there and pinned it to his helmet, and the rest is history. But just like that throw to Santonio Holmes, there's only two or three guys that could ever make those throws.
That's what I was going to ask you about. You were involved in that play as well. And there's always a debate. Was it a better catch or a better throw? How do you answer that?
It was a throw all the way. I mean, tried to hit the back in the flat, then Hines sitting on the goal line, he pumped, sitting on his back foot and threw it between two guys. All Tone had to do was stick his hands up and keep his toes down.
On a completely different subject, Bruce, you've been known in your head coaching days to have one of the most inclusive, diversified staffs around in the league. What do you think of the Brian Flores lawsuit?
I think that's such a personal thing for Flo. He knows what happened. I got to know Brian pretty good. We practiced against each other, got a lot of respect for him. And I hope he wins.
You also had – you brought in women, correct? When Joe said one of the most diverse staffs of all, it may have been the most diverse staff. I guess you don't see sex or color when you're hiring somebody. You hire just the best people, right?
Yeah, I want the best teachers. I want to hear voices that don't look alike or sound alike. And that way you get more and more input. Then your output's better. I felt like I saw Dot Murphy coaching back in the 90s at Hines Junior College. I knew women could coach, and it's just a matter of getting opportunity. So we created the opportunity for two really, really super qualified women to coach on our staff.
Bruce, and we'll let you go here in a moment. When it comes to the quarterback position, is there still a, obviously there is still a place in the game, because the guy who won the Super Bowl for you a couple of years ago is purely a pocket passer, but he seems to be, you know, an exception. Is there still a place for classic pocket passers, or do you have to be a guy who can move around? What do you think about the way that position has evolved?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you have to be able to throw from the pocket. You can't just scramble. So if you can't make the plays from the pocket, you're probably not going to win. Now, if your athletic ability gives you a chance, I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, they move left and right in the pocket and got throws off. Now, Mahomes sprinting out and those guys sprinting out, that's because plays break down. If you have that arsenal, you're better. But I think, yeah, you got to. It starts from the pocket. Nobody draws up a play where, hey, drop back, come on, you throw it to them. You know, usually the play breaks down and then they make something happen.
Bruce, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for taking this much time
with
us.
It's great to talk to you, man.
You too, Bill. Anything for Joe Moore. My man, I love that guy. He was one of the greatest coaches I ever had the opportunity to work with.
You guys going to have – you're coming up here. You're going to be a lot of Hall of Famers around you. You know that. All those Pitt guys, those offensive linemen.
And Marino.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, I'm not going to be able to make it. My grandson's birthday that weekend, so I'm not going to be able to make it this year, but I wanted to make sure I could make sure – shout out to everybody to make sure they know what's going on.
Thanks again, man. Good luck with everything.
See you, B.A.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Anything in particular stand out to you?
Well,
for
the Andrew Luck thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and the Ben stuff, and I mean, all of that. I mean, you knew he was going to downplay any controversy with Brady. Antonio.
Kenny Pickett.
What a career in football.
Man, I'll say.
Remember when the Steelers announced he was retiring?
Yes.
Look at what he's done
in retirement.
In retirement, went to Indy, right, and ended up becoming a head coach there when Chuck Pagano got sick. Won a coach of the year, you know. Ended up in Tampa, wins a Super Bowl.
Cardinals. He almost went to Super Bowls.
Exactly.
He had great teams there, and they got crushed by injury.
I think he was a coach of the year there too. I always thought the Steelers made a mistake letting him go, but the other part of that was, would Ben have lasted as long as he did if he hadn't? Because B.A.'s a throw-it-down-the-field guy. And would Ben have been able to take the punishment that he did all those years with B.A.? Remember, Todd Haley came in here, and I think his charge was change the offense to protect Ben a little bit. And I think they were highly successful, too. I just think it was still a mistake they let B.A. go.
I always said
that and wrote that.
How many people in the history of the game have worked as intimately, as closely with as many great quarterbacks as him? I wonder. He was basically Peyton Manning's guy when Manning came into the league. He was Ben's coordinator. He was Brady's head coach.
Right.
Throw Carson Palmer in there if you want.
He had the guy from Cleveland.
And Andrew Luck.
Cleveland, he always mentions, too. He was the coordinator or the wide receiver. I think he was the coordinator in the Tommy Maddox comeback game.
The Browns coordinator,
Dennis Northcutt dropped that pass.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback there? He always includes him as among the great, and I can't remember, as among the great quarterbacks that he coached. Certainly not.
Kelly Holcomb.
Maybe it was. I think he includes him. But certainly not Manning, Ben, and Brady. How about those?
And Luck.
He said Buck Luck may have been the best of them all. That's wild.
There can't have been many that have worked with that kind of talent as closely as he did ever in the history of the game. And he's entertaining. That was fun.
You know, that's I still think of the Frank Caliendo doing the imitation.
I tried to ask him something about that.
You can't ask him.
You know what we should have done? We should have played the clip of Caliendo. He would have loved that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's what we should have done.
I'm sure he's seen it many times where he goes, we lose, we booze, baby. He got a glass of bourbon in his hand.
We should have done that.
B.A. and he and Ben – had a great relationship, but Ben said we'd have drag him out fights. You know, he said, I'm not Peyton Manning. I can't do it the way Peyton Manning did it.
Yeah.
And but B.A. goes, why shouldn't I be close to my quarterback? You know, it doesn't make any sense to not do what he wants to do and run the plays that he believes in.
I always
believed that.
Reminds me of a great quote from Ben from a Michael Silver story after they won the Super Bowl against Seattle. And they were riding around together after the Super Bowl, Silver and Ben, and they were talking about that because they had upset Peyton Manning, right, in Indy?
Yes, they did.
And I believe the quote was, Michael, the guy who watches the most film doesn't win the game. That was Ben's quote. Doesn't necessarily win the game. It ain't about watching the most film. Well, he was great in that game, first half.
Peyton Manning may be the most prepared quarterback of all time. Brady, too.
Those guys, they
say the legendary stories of Peyton Manning's preparation.
Well, they prepared for him that day. Remember that? Remember the Dick LeBeau game plan? I mean, it was like a scheme game Joey Porter broke free about eight times.
You know what I'll never forget? The Steelers got the opening kickoff, drove right down the field.
Heath Miller.
Go up 7-0.
Or was it Randall L?
I don't remember that. They kick off. First play, couple yards. Second play, maybe incompletion. Third down in the RCA Dome. You hear defense.
Yeah.
In their building, the Steeler people were chanting defense. I'll never forget that. And, of course, the famous tackle by Ben.
I was just watching a documentary on it again. I think it was The Cower Football Life. Maybe it was America's Game, the story of that season. It was with Troy and Ben and Cower doing the commentary. I can't believe it.
One of the greatest
Ron.
Plays in Ben's career.
And Bettis was on there talking about, I couldn't believe my career was going to end like this. And then he said, and then I was on the sidelines and I just had to smile to myself and say, you know what? If this is the way it goes out, I guess I'm okay with it. I can't do anything about it. And then it showed a clip of him smiling to himself on the sidelines. These documentaries are incredible when they're well done.
Would Jeremy Tooman have been able to tackle?
That's the question.
Nick Harper, who was stabbed the night before by his wife
yeah.
in the leg. That's another element of that story. But how about B.A. saying, no doubt the throw was better than the catch?
I know.
I mean, saying all Tone had to do was catch the ball and get his toes
down.
Yeah,
it was simple, easy catch. right in front of Benzie, I might add.
You got to understand, B.A. is a quarterback's guy.
I know.
He's the one that always told me. And I asked him, and he would tell me the truth. I'd ask him, I go, Ben threw it right. The receiver went left. Who was at fault? He'd tell me. And then finally I asked him, he goes, Ron, you got to stop asking me this. The quarterback knows the offense. The wide receiver doesn't. Blame the wide receiver. You're always safe. I'll never forget that.
But he is a quarterback guy.
But he is a quarterback guy.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorites.
All right, Ron. Let's talk about who is theoretically here and not here at Steelers OTAs today. Shall we do that next? Yes, we shall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.